我们来读三处的圣经。
Let us read from three places in the Bible.
一处在旧约的创世纪。
First place is in Genesis in the Old Testament.
创世纪第十三章。
Genesis chapter 13.
我们从第七节开始。
We shall start reading from verse 7.
创世纪第十三章第七节，当时迦南人与比利洗人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。
Genesis chapter 13 verse 7. And quarreling arose between Abram's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanites and the Perizzites were also living in the land at that time.
这里所讲的亚伯兰就是后来称为亚伯拉罕的那个人。
Here it mentions the name Abram. Later on he became Abraham.
罗德是他的侄儿。
Lot was his nephew.
他们两家的手下的牧人有彼此相争的事情。
And we know their herdsmen were quarreling.
那么第八节是这样说，亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可以相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可以相争，因为我们是骨肉。
Verse 8, So Abram said to Lot, Let not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you?
第九节，遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左，我就向右，你向右，我就向左。
Verse 9, Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left.
在这里你就看见亚伯兰要让他的侄儿一个方向。
Here we see that Abram,wanted to let his nephew to go in one direction.
第十节，罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔，都是滋润的。那个地在耶和华未灭索多玛、俄摩拉以前，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。
Verse 10, Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt toward Zoar.This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
十一节，于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。
Verse 11, So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company.
十二节说，亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷直到索多玛。
Verse 12, Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom.
十三节说，索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
Verse 13, Now the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinned greatly against the Lord.
在索多玛那地方的人都是最多的一个罪就是搞同性恋。
We know the sin that was very common in the city of Sodom was homosexual.
我们晓得英文里面有个字叫 sodomite， 那个字就从索多玛出来的，一 extension 出来的，就是指着同性恋说的。
And we know the word which is often used is sodomite, and that comes from the city Sodom, comes from this word.
那么十四节说，罗德离别亚伯兰以后。耶和华对亚伯兰说，从你所在的地方，你举目向东南西北方观看，把你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
Verse 14, The Lord said to Abram after Lot had parted from him, Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see I'll give to you and your offspring forever.
我们看见这里面神所赐给亚伯兰的是四个方向，东南西北四个方向。
Here we see the Lord had given Abram four directions, and that is north, south, east, and west.
因为他让他的侄儿一个方向，神就补偿他四个方向。
Because of the fact that Abram was willing to give Lot, his nephew, one direction, here the Lord was willing to give Abram four directions.
所以为着见证，为着神的荣耀，我们肯忍让一点，神一定会加倍的补报给我们。
Therefore, for the sake of testimony, for the fact of glorifying our Lord, if we are willing to give up anything, the Lord will double and triple and quadruple giving to us.
我们看第二处经文，在马太福音书第十八章。
Let us now turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章第二十三节。
Matthew 18, verse 23.
马太福音书第十八章啊，第二十三节是这样说：天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账，才算的时候，有人带了一个欠了一千万银子的来。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 23. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement.A man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him.
因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐他把他和他的妻子、儿女，并一切所有的都卖了偿还。
Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt.
那个仆人就俯伏拜他说：“主啊，宽容我吧，将来我都要还清。”
The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything.
那个仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go.
第二十八节，那个仆人出来了，遇见他的一个同伴，只欠他十两，只有十两银子，便揪着他。掐着他的喉咙说你把所欠的还给我
Verse 28 But when the servant went out he found out one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii he grabbed him and began to choke him pay back what you owe me he demanded
29节他的同伴就俯伏央求他说宽容我吧啊，我将来必定要还清的
29 His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged himBe patient with me, and I will pay you back.
他不肯进去把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。
But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt.
众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事都告诉了主人。
When the other servants saw that what had happened,They were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened.
第三十二节，于是主人叫了他来，对他说：“你这个恶奴才啊，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。那么你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？”
32. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said, I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to.Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
34节，主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债，你们个人若不从心里面饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
34. In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers until he could pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless...You forgive your brother from your heart.
我们这里也看到两个数字。
Here we see two numbers.
一个是一千万两，一个是十两。
One is 10 million and one is 10.
这两个是几乎不成比例的一个数字。
They almost seem not proportioned at all.
但是这也是主耶稣所讲的一个比喻，一个比方，说明了人的心是何等的险恶。
And yet by this parable,Jesus tells us how wicked is man's heart.
我们继续看第三处的经文，在罗马书第十一章。
Let us read on in Romans chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章，我们看二节和二节到第四节。
Romans chapter 11 verses 2 through 4.
罗马书第十一章是221面啊，诸位找到220页新月。在罗马书第十一章第二节，神并没有弃绝他预先所知道的百姓，你们岂不晓得经上论到伊利亚是怎么说的？他在神面前怎样控告以色列人说，主啊，他们杀了你的先知，拆了你的祭坛，只剩下我一个人，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。神的回话是怎么说的呢？他说，我为自己留下七千人是未曾向巴利屈膝的。
Romans chapter 11 verse 2. God did not reject his people whom he foreknew. Don't you know what the scripture says in the passage about Elijah? How he appealed to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and they are trying to kill me. And what was God's answer to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
这里面你看到先知说，只剩下我一个人了，只剩下我一个人了。但是神说我还有七千个人。
Here we see that Prophet Elijah, he said that I am the only one left. And yet the Lord said, I have reserved 7,000 people.
好，我想我们这样子读了神的话，让大家应当有一个印象可以留下来。
I think after the scripture reading, we all have an impression of what we read.
这三处的经文呢，讲到三个属灵的比例。
From the three places that we have read, we can see there are three spiritual ratios.
这三个属灵的比例关乎我们灵命的长进非常的重要。
And these three spiritual ratios are very important to our spiritual growth.
今天一般的基督徒有一个共同的烦恼。
Today, most Christians have a common problem.
就是我们里面有一个得救的生命，可是我们外面没有一个得胜的生活。
And that is the fact that even though we have a saved, a reborn life, yet outwardly we do not manifest a victorious living or lifestyle.
换句话说，我们的生命是个得救的，我们的生活是失败的，没有得胜。
In other words, even though that we have this born again life, and yet the daily life that we lead is not a victorious one.
如果说我们不是基督徒，我们绝对不承认。我们是信了耶稣，我们是基督徒。但是如果说我们是不是一个得胜的基督徒呢？恐怕就很多人敢说我是的。
If we say that we are not Christians, I'm afraid that most of us will deny, because we are truly Christians, we have born again lives. And yet looking at our lives, we find that we are not victorious, we are not sanctified.
所以希望今天的信息能够帮助每一个承认自己是失败的基督徒的人能够转败为胜。
Therefore, I pray that today's message may help all those of us who are Christians and yet feel that we don't have a victorious life, so that we may lead one.
我们来看看这个属灵的比例，有三个比例在这个地方。
Here we see three spiritual ratios.
第一个就是一比四。
The first one is 1:4.
这是关乎得跟失这方面。
And that concerns about gain or loss.
第二是一个十跟一千万比例。
And the second one is 10 to 10 million.
这是关乎恩怨，个人的恩怨，有没有跟人家冲突这方恩怨的事情。
And that one concerns about grace or conflict.
第三就是一跟七千的比。
And the third one is 1:7,000.
那是关乎生跟死之间的事情。
And that concerns life and death.
我们可以说这三方面，得失、恩怨、生死，是三个关口的关，三个属灵的关，很难突破。
We can call these three spiritual ratios as if these are three spiritual gates that we have to go through.
我们要冲破这三个关呢，我们的灵性就能够大步的长进往前走。
In order for our spiritual life to be able to grow, We need to go through all three gates.
因为我们在生活中间常常犯一种患得患失的心。
Because in our daily lives, we oftentimes find ourselves at a loss many times.
我们得了一样东西，哎呀，就沾沾自喜，高兴得不得了。
When we gain something, we feel happy.
我们失去一点东西，就斤斤计较，就不得了了，就受不了了。
Yet when we lose something, we are very discouraged.
那么我们常常有就这个恩怨的问题在我们心里面。
Many times we also have this problem of feeling grateful towards someone and later on feeling animosity towards someone.
比方说我们今天有件好的事情做在人身上，我们有恩惠于人，我们自己常常念念不忘。但是等到人家对我们有一点点仇恨的时候，我们也是念念不忘。
If we do something good to someone, we will always remember it. And yet on the other hand, if someone does us wrong, we will also remember that.
结果这种情形之下常常把一个朋友变成仇敌了。
Under these circumstances, our friends become our enemies.
这也是一个关口，很难突破的一个关。
This is also a gate that is many times difficult to go through.
第三就是生跟死的问题。
And thirdly is life and death.
我们常常都是贪生怕死。
We all like to live and we are afraid of death.
但是如果想到了在神那里还有7000个人可以取代我们的地位，那就没有关系了。
But if we are mindful of the fact that the Lord has 7,000 people that are able to replace us any time, then we would not be so worried about our own death.
我想还是让我们回到圣经里面来看看这三个比例的背景到底是什么。
Let us come back to the Bible and look at the backgrounds of the three places that we have just read.
第一个比例讲一跟四之比是什么缘故呢？
The first ratio, we talk about 1 to 40.
刚才我们看到圣经讲到亚伯兰和他的侄儿，他所住的地方太小了，容不下他们两家的人的发展。
We're seeing earlier that Abram and his nephew Lot, they were living together in a very crowded place.
他们是种游牧的民族啊，靠这个牧羊牧牛，游牧民族，他需要很大的草场，但是两家在一起的不够，那地方太小了，不能够他们两个同时发展。
And we know that since Abram and Lot, they were cattlemen, they were herdsmen, and they did not have enough land.
所以他们手下的人就冲突起来了。
And therefore, their herdsmen quarreled.
但是问题在哪里呢？因为他们的左邻右舍都是外邦人。在外邦人面前冲突起来，失去见证。
But the problem was that their neighborhood was, they were all Gentiles. And to have a conflict in front of the Gentiles, it was losing their testimony.
所以亚伯拉罕那顾全大局啊，他就出来了。他说我们不要吵架，我们是骨肉之亲，不能够争吵。
Therefore, for that reason, Abram said to Lot, we cannot quarrel, we are kinsmen.
他说好了，你现在选择啊。全地在你面前，你随便选，你要往左走我就往右，你往右我要左往左，他让他一个方向。
So Abram said to Lot, he said, look around, if you go to the left, I'll go to the right, if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. He let him go in any one direction he wanted.
那么他的侄儿罗德呢，就不懂得讲究礼貌，不懂得尊重他的叔叔，照说年长的应当先选择，好，他让他，你要我选我就选了，这个做侄儿就选择了。选择了约旦河以东的一块非常大的一块非常肥润就滋润的地方找了一块地方去了。
We see in the Bible it recorded that Lot, the nephew, he did not know how to respect his uncle. He should have asked him to pick first because of his age. But Lot here, he picked the land that was east of Jordan.
可是圣经有一句话是我们最大的警告，他说渐渐挪移帐篷就往越往南走就走到索多玛去了。
In the Bible here it talks about that Lot he pitched his tents gradually nearer and nearer to the city of Sodom.
所以一个人想占人家的便宜，想贪占人家便宜的结果呢，所带来的并不是祝福，往往是咒诅。
We know that if we try to take advantage of someone many times it will not bring us blessings, it will bring us curses.
若不是亚伯拉罕祷告，用爱心为他的侄儿祷告，神差遣天使把罗德一家救出来。若不是如此的话，罗德一家都死在索多玛，天火焚烧都烧死了。
If it wasn't because of the fact that Abram he prayed for Lot, I believe that all his whole family would have been burnt when Sodom was burnt.
所以你就看见神在这里所做了一件奇妙的事情， 当亚伯拉罕让他侄儿一个方向之后，神就赐给亚伯拉罕四个方向，东南西北。你随便看，你看到的地方都给你。
Therefore, we see this spiritual ratio, and that is when Abram was kind enough to allow Lot to pick one direction, and God allowed Abram to take four directions, all directions.
所以今天如果遇见了得与失的问题的时候，请你把这个一比四这个比例放在你的心上，想想神当年如何对待人，今天神还是同样如何对待我们。
Therefore, today, if you're at a dilemma of gain and loss, may I remind you of the fact of how God treated Abram. The ratio of 1:4 was a blessing that Abram received.
所以这个忍让是基督徒一个最应当学的功课。
Therefore, to be able to tolerate, to be patient is a lesson that a Christian must learn.
我们读到这里的时候，千万记住，这个一比四的这个比例是关乎得失，也是关乎我们基督徒灵命长进中间的一个最重要一个据点一个点。
Here we see this 1:4. It's a ratio of gain and loss. It is also another special meaning to our spiritual life.
如果我们需要，我们如果愿意，我们的灵性有长进，从这个关开始，得失的关开始进去了。
If we want to grow spiritually, then this is the point that we ought to start with.
我记得大概三年四年以前，我在这做了一个见证。
I believe it was about 3 or 4 years ago, I had a testimony here.
在这个第二次大战的时候，我是在一个报馆里面做战地记者的工作。
During World War II, I was a reporter in a war zone.
这是我派在这个大陆上的福建的福州在那点工作。
I was in Fujian province in 福州。
在那个地方前后有四年的光景，一直在中央社服务啊，这是四年。
I was there for about 4 years.
在福州那个地方啊，我发现有一个很奇妙的一个巷子，那条巷子很长，从一只一条长长条巷子啊，长巷子并不稀奇，稀奇是同样的距离，那条巷从头到尾是整整齐齐的一条巷子，这么整齐的巷，两边都有门，就有人家，很整齐的巷子。
There I notice in Fuzhou there is an alley, a very narrow alley, and the unusual point about it is the alley is equidistant.At all points.
我去查那个福州府的府志，就是他那个历史，去查他原来有一段很有趣味的故事发生。
Therefore, I went to the city government and to look in the history, and I found out there was a very interesting episode that happened.
因为那个时候是前清，清朝满清的那个时候啊，就说在福州那个地方有两家的人住在隔壁，一家是有钱的，一家有势力的。
This was during the Qing Dynasty. There were two families that were neighbors.And one was very powerful, the other one was very wealthy.
这个有钱有势的人做邻居啊，但并不和好，双方并不和好。
Now even though that they were wealthy and also powerful, but they were not friendly.
有一天这个有钱的人呢，他就把他们两人在一起这个墙啊给拆掉了，要想把土墙改成石头的墙，把这个土墙拆了。
So one day, one neighbor, he wanted to remove that wall and to build a stone wall.
这条墙就是他们哥，就他们两人双方在一起中间那个墙，他把拆掉了。
There used to be this wall that was made of dirt, made of earth, and they wanted to remove it and put in a stone wall.
等到拆的时候呢，再盖那个石头墙呢，不巧他就多用了他一点点的几分的地方，占用了对方一点点。
And when the new wall was erected, it turned out that he had it on the other side just by a little bit.
Oh, 隔壁邻舍这个有势力人就不答应了，说你怎么占有我的地方呢？
And therefore, this powerful neighbor, he was angry. He was unhappy. Why are you on my land?
结果就吵架，就告状，告到政府去了。
So they went to the city hall.
那个时候有这个有钱的人就拼命用钱贿赂啊，直接打下来官司，几乎要得胜了。
And the family, they had a lot of money. They tried to bribe.To win the case, they almost won.
结果这个有势的人呢，他的父亲啊，正在北平，在北京那个时候做官，所以他就赶快想办法写了封信，给他爸爸讲，用政治压力来逼他想办法对付。
And the powerful family, their father was in Beijing at the time in the government, and they wrote him a letter asking him to try to use his influence.
但是这个他这个做父亲的这个在朝里做官的人呢，他 他的很头脑子很清楚，他看到他儿子这个信的时候，他就回他一封信。
And of course, this father, he was a very intelligent man, so when he knew about this, he wrote a letter in return.
而这封信所写的是一首打油诗，一首诗。
And the reply is a little poem.
这首诗里面呢，诸位如果记得的话，
And he said, for 1,000 miles away, you have sent me a letter just for a wall. And he said, does it hurt you at all just to let someone else have a few feet? And he said, the 10,000 miles great wall today is still around.
可是最后一句话说不见当年秦始皇、啊、
And yet we no longer see the Emperor Qin of the Qin Dynasty.
因为就是造长城的那个人不见了。
And Emperor Qin was the king that built the Great Wall, we know.
长城虽然在那造成人早早死掉了没有了。
Even though the Great Wall is still around, but Emperor Qin is no longer around.
就劝他这个做父亲的劝他儿子说你不要跟人家斤斤计较那无耻的地方。
And so the father, being an intelligent man, he was telling his children not to worry about a few feet, not to have a fight with the neighbor just because of a few feet.
人家如果要的话，就让他拿好了，让他一尺有什么关系呢？让他去好了。
If they want to have a few feet of land, go ahead and let them have it.
那么这个儿子接到了爸爸这封信呢，一看到这封信啊，很感动了，他很孝顺，马上就自动的。从他这个墙旁边退一尺，退一尺，退过来了，自己造墙，让出一尺来。
And when the son received this letter, we know that he right away he backed up about 1 foot from the wall.
那么对方那个有钱人正在告状，就告得很起劲的时候啊，哎，对方忽然撤退了，不告了，是什么道理呢？去问一问呢，原来人家有道理，他父亲劝他让他一尺，是这样道理。
And this other family.After they found out why they backed up 1 foot, the reason was that their father had wrote them a letter about it.
然后他也想到，哎呀，人家既然这么漂亮，那我也不能不漂亮了。所以对方撤退一尺，他也自动的撤退一尺。本来是争这一条这个中间的线，大家各退一尺就盖起来了，就变成一条巷子，直直一条巷子就盖出来了。
So before they were fighting about this boundary line, now one family had moved back a foot, the other family had also moved their wall.Back a foot, so they had this alley in the middle.
所以这个像叫什么像？叫做孝义像，孝顺的孝，孝义像。
Therefore, this alley is called piety and righteousness alley.
这个为什么呢？一方面是孝顺，他父亲遵他父亲的命令撤退；一方面是讲义气，你撤退，我也撤退，大家撤退叫做孝义像。
On one side, this family had moved back a foot.Because this son, he was pious to his father and piety, and the other side, he was righteous. And because what the neighbor did, he also backed up 1 foot.
这是一个事实，当年的事实。
This was a true incident.
这个事实可以运用在我们属灵的生活上。
And we can certainly apply this in our spiritual lives.
如果我们基督徒之间有什么冲突发生了。
If we have any conflicts among the Christians.
各不相让。
If we are not willing to back up one a little bit,
那就完全失去见证。
Then we'll lose our testimony.
如果各让一尺的话呢？
And yet, if we are willing to back up 1 foot,
一个属灵的效益相就产生了。
And then we will see among us this alley, which is a spiritual piety and righteous alley.
我们很乐意愿意看见这样属灵的效益相。普遍的存在在每个家庭每一个教会每一个单位里面都看见有属灵的效益像大家彼此相让结果前面的道路就非常宽广
We really pray that this spiritual piety and righteousness alley exist in the homes in the church If that is the case then we'll see that people are willing to love one another in the community that we are in
这也就是那个1:4的那个比例的一种延伸 extension 或者 amplified 一个解释
And this is the amplification of the first 1-to-4 ratio.
因为后来这两个家庭啊，原来是彼此大家都各不相让，后来就变成结交成为好朋友了。
So before the two families, they were in conflict. Later on, they became friends.
那么第二个比例是关乎十两银子跟那个一千万两那个比例。
Now the second one, the second ratio is the 10 and also the 10 million.
请永远记住，人与人之间一切的问题的发生都是人与神之间问题的延长。
Let us remember that problems among men are always extension.
快了神的旨意。
God wants us to be tolerant, and when we have enemies, we have broken God's commandments.
最重要的一点就是说，我们要记住，人欠我们的少，我们欠神的太多。
The most important thing is to remember that what the other person owes me is very little comparing to what I owe God.
如果我们掐着脖子人家还债的话呢，上帝就把我们关起来了，叫你还清所有的欠债。有一文钱没有不经都不能出来，不能从那个监牢里出来。
If we try to choke someone because of what he owes me, then God will imprison us for what we owe him.
这个监牢不是世界上那个有形的监牢，这个监牢是我们内心那个监牢，心牢就捆绑。我们一不原谅别人，我们就坐在心牢里面，受最大的痛苦。
And this prison that God puts us in is not the worldly prison; it is the prison in heart. And therefore, when we are not forgiving for other people, then we find ourselves in a bondage.
所以神的仆人司布真常常告诉我们说，当有人去得罪你的时候啊，你要感谢赞美主，这是千载难逢的机会，赶快抓住了，原谅他，你原谅他，天父就更多的原谅你。
Spurgeon, he said one time, that he said, if someone offends you, this is a good opportunity for you to forgive him, because if you do that, God will forgive all your sins.
因此要把这个十两跟一千万两这个数字牢牢记在心里。
Therefore, let us remember this ratio here, and that is 10 and 10 million.
这是个恩怨的问题。
And this concerns the problem of grace and also conflicts.
我告诉你，七个圈，那就一个圈。这边七个圈跟一个圈，你怎么比？不能比例，不成比例啊。
And we know these two numbers are really quite contrasting. In other words, one has only one zero and the other has seven zeros.
许多时候神就借着你的对方，你那个对手，你那个仇敌，跟你过不去的人，让在他身上让你看见你的本相，看见你的亏欠。
So many times God is using this enemy of ours to help us to find ourselves and to understand ourselves.
很多时候我们真是看不见自己啊。
So many times we cannot see ourselves.
一对夫妇做了见证。
A couple, they testified.
有一天这个丈夫正在回从工作下班回到家里的时候心里很疲倦坐在那儿。
One day, the husband came home from work very tired.
就拿着报纸在看报。
He was reading the papers.
想借着这个能够稍微这个relax, 能够 放松自己一下啊。
And he was hoping to relax.
结果的太太就在站在旁边给他报柴米油盐报账报了很多。
And the wife was standing near him, telling him about everything, that's happening in the household.
哎呀这个先生实在烦死了心里想这么啰嗦我好不容易休息一下你给我啰嗦这些事情真讨厌啊。
And the husband was getting upset because he was resting, he was relaxing, and yet the wife was, bugging him with the details.
这太太一直在那讲的时候他就把这个报纸拉了。啊用个很难看的脸色这个太太说你能不能让我休息一下你能不能让我休息一下老是没完。
And so, as he was reading the newspaper, finally he dropped the newspaper and he said to his wife, can't you let me rest a little bit?
当然你晓得那个结局了总是弄得不欢而散两人啊。
Of course you know the result, they had a very unhappy, occasion.
第二天早上这位先生去上班。
Now the next day, the husband went to work.
那么他有一件重要的工作报告他的上司他老板。
And he has something important that he wanted to report to his boss.
那个老板正在看早报，看晨报。
And the boss was reading the morning newspapers.
他就说，报告老板，有件要紧事跟你讲。
And so he said to his boss, he said, boss, I have something important to tell you.
老板正在看报，看得清，他说等一下，等一下，他说等一下。
And so his boss said, wait a minute, I'm reading the paper.
他等了半天，哎呀，他说最要紧，他说不行了，这件很有时间性的，怎么样，催他老板。
And after a while, he said, well, this is very important, I have to tell you right now.
然后老板把报纸拉下来了，瞧他一眼，那个脸色，他一看到那老板的脸，他马上想到昨天晚上我对我太太那个脸就是那个脸。
And finally, his boss dropped down in the morning newspaper and looked at him. And the minute that he saw his boss's face, his facial expression reminded him of his same expression to his wife the night before.
许多时候我们真是不认识自己，看不见自己的本相。神就借着环境，借着许多对象、许多对手，来帮助我们认识自己。
So many times we really cannot truly see ourselves and understand ourselves, and therefore God has arranged an environment and circumstance, and through our enemies and friends, we are able to understand us better.
所以我们读圣经也就是帮助我们认识自己。
And therefore we read the Bible for that same reason, to help us to understand ourselves.
圣经就像一个很大的一面镜子一样，就把我们的本相都照出来。
The Bible is like a great big mirror that helps us to see our reflections.
关于这个第二个这个比例也有个见证。
And therefore, concerning the second aspect, there is a testimony.
据说在林肯总统当政的时候，做总统的时候。
And when Lincoln was president,
那个时候在芝加哥那个地方有一个教会。
That time in Chicago, there was a church.
这个教会的左边右边呢，开了两间铁店，打铁的铁店。
And on the left and on the right of this church, there were metal shops.
就人家礼拜天上午十点钟聚会的时候啊，他左右两边呢拼命敲铁，梆梆的砸铁，砸得光声音嘈杂的不得了。
And on Sunday, in the morning when they had morning service, on the two sides they were hammering the metals.
那这两家铁匠都不信主。
And they were not Christians.
所以这一个教会啊，每一次在主日崇拜祷告的时候，先第一件事先为这左邻右舍祷告。
And therefore, in the morning service, they start to pray for the neighbors, for the metal shops.
不晓得祷告了多少年。
I don't know how many years that they have prayed.
哎，中间有一个，左边这个，哦，这个铁匠老板了，悔改信主了。
Finally, the one on the left, the metal shop owner, he became a Christian.
性格很虔诚，很彻底，全家都归主。
He was very devoted, dedicated, the whole family repented.
啊，那礼拜天就自动放下了，不做工了，去聚会了。这边生意没有了，糟杂生意没有了啊。
So on Sunday they came to church, they no longer hammered the metal, so this side was quiet.
等到他自己进到礼拜堂了，才发现，哎呀，左右边那边乒乒乓乓打铁就那么糟杂，想怎么搞得这么糟杂？他忘记他自己也那样。
And when he came into the service, he realized that how noisy it was on the right hand side, the metal shop was hammering, and he forgot that before he was a Christian, he was the one on the left.
一等到散会啊，就自动的带着他的儿子，一个小孩子儿子。
After the service, he brought his young son and they went to the right side metal shop and tried to talk to them, tell them not to hammer the metals during service.
可是那边那个铁匠他不信主嘛，他就跟他强词夺理，我做生意要紧，管你什么聚会，还是照样打，敲敲打打。
Now that one is not a Christian yet, and therefore he said, well, I don't care that you have a meeting, I have to do my business.
那么这个信主的这个铁匠的儿子，小孩子不懂事嘛，他就给他打铁去打，小孩去拉他的手，不让他打，不让敲打。
And the little boy, he was trying to, prevent this owner from hammering the iron, he was holding his hand.
结果那个铁匠居然拿起铁锤来，照把这个小孩头上当头打了一锤子，给打死。
And this metal shop owner, he used a hammer and he hit the child's head and he was killed.
在美国的法律，对一个未成年的孩子，你把打死的罪要加倍的审判，判你的罪。
And according to the laws of this land, this child, because he was underage, the penalty would have been doubled.
结果法院就判处绞刑，要把这个铁匠绞死。
And therefore they the court decided that he was going to be killed.
结果这个失掉儿子的这个悔改的铁匠啊，他就决心要来救这个就是对付他儿子打死他儿子这个人。
The metal shop owner who has lost a son, he had the mercy and kindness in his heart that he wanted to forgive this other one.
他就跑了几百迈上千迈的路，跑到很远的路啊，跑到华盛顿去，去找到白宫去见总统。
And therefore he traveled thousands of miles to go to the White House to see the president.
因为在林肯那个时代，有个总统有个特权，可以赦免。死刑的犯他可以赦免，赦他赦无罪。
We know the president has this power of great pardon for a death penalty convict.
他跑到白宫去要求啊，要赦免这个罪人。
So he went to see President Lincoln to ask for this great pardon.
那么林肯就说了，哎呀，最近太多人要求我赦罪了，不行了，你这个不能赦免。
And Lincoln said, well, there have been so many people asking me for this pardon, I cannot.Do it all the time.
林肯说，许多人都在要求赦免他自己的亲属，赦免他的好朋友，这些我不能接受这个案子。
And Lincoln said, so many people ask pardon for their relatives, for their children, for their wives, for their husbands, so on.
结果这个失掉儿子的人，他说，我不是为我的朋友来求你，我是为我的仇敌来求你的。
And this metal shop owner, he said, I am not asking for pardon for my son or for my relative or friend. I'm asking it for an enemy.Lincoln said, why are you doing that?
他说很简单，如果今天这个铁匠被绞死了，他自己固然不幸福，他全家人也不会幸福。现在我的儿子已经死了，我要救他，求你赦免他。我相信我来救他的时候，他会悔改信主，他全家都会悔改信主。
And the man said the reason is simple. Now if you kill him today,This whole family will not be saved. And yet, today, if I get the pardon from you, not only that he will be saved, but his whole family will be saved to Christianity.
Oh, Lincoln 被这句话感动了，立刻拿起笔来给他个赦罪状给他。
And Lincoln was deeply touched by this, and right away he wrote him, issued him this pardon.
那个失掉儿子的铁匠拿着总统的特赦令，赶快跑回去，赶回家去。
And therefore this man, that right away he got this pardon and he went home. By the time that he got home, and the execution was taking place, and they were just about ready to kill this man. And he yelled, he said, stop.
But the execution was taking place.他以为这个人赶过来看热闹，看他就死了。他说：“你赶快死行刑！”我说：“您可要赶快行刑。
”And of course, this man that was going to be executed, he did not know. He thought that he was coming back just to tease at him, just to look at him die. And therefore, he said, "Hurry up with the execution."
结果这个人赶快跑到宣读总统赦免他罪的特赦令。
This man, he got back, and then he read this great pardon from President Lincoln.
结果这个将要向上死囚这个死囚将要上个绞刑架的人就在绞刑架下跪下来悔改信耶稣得救。
And this man that he was going to die and yet he did not die because of this great pardon. Right then and there he accepted the Lord.
他说我知道如果我这个对头如果他不信主的话他绝不可能做出这种事情来。
He said, I know if it wasn't because the fact that he was a Christian, he would not have gotten this pardon for me.
你就看见当恩怨的问题发生的时候假如我们能够想到神联系到神的荣耀想到神的工作想到神的得失的话我们个人就算不得什么。
Therefore, when we have problems of this kind, forgiveness, mercy, and hatred, if we are able to think about what God has given us, then...Our personal problems would be very minute.
我相信这位这个去努力去为他的仇敌去争取这个赦罪这个人，这位好的基督徒，他实在认识这个恩怨的问题，他晓得有十跟一千万那个比例在他心上。
I believe from the episode that I just related, we can tell that this metal shop owner who had this forgiveness in his heart, he truly understood the whole thing about the ratio.Of 10 and 10 million. The last ratio is life and death.
神的仆人先知以利亚是一个有信心的先知。
God's servant, Prophet Elijah, he was one with faith.
神曾经差遣乌鸦叼饼跟肉来喂他。
God has sent a crow to feed him.
这个人后来信心也发生软弱，因为有逼迫他的人。
Later on, his faith was weakened because there were persecutions.
那么他曾经在神的面前控告他的百姓，他说就剩下我一个了。啊，我只有一个人，他们还逼迫我。中文叫做硕果仅存的，就剩下我这么一个人了，还在逼迫我。
Therefore, he prayed to God, and he said, "I'm the only one left, and yet they're still trying to kill me."
但是神对他说，我为着自己还预备了7000个人是没有向巴利屈膝的，不拜偶像的，我可以用的。换句话说，我还有7000个人在那候补，不要紧，你死了还有人，不要紧。
Yet God said to him.Do not worry, because I have still 7,000 people who have not knelt or bowed their knees to Baal.
在座每一位弟兄姊妹，
Everyone that is here,
不管你是在哪一方面负有责任的，
No matter which aspect are you responsible in,
或者是在家庭，或者在社会，或者在学校，或者在工厂，或者在教会，你是个 leader, 你是个负责人。
No matter where your responsibility lies, whether it's at home, at church, at work, you are a leader.
我特别恭恭敬敬地把这个1:7000这个比例送给你。
May I respectfully say this to you, and that is this ratio of 1:7000.
你千万不要觉得这个单位不管什么啊，这个单位是非你不可，没有你就不成。有这种想法的话，太危险。
Let us not think that on the role that we are at, the role that we have responsibilities at, that we are indispensable.
因为如果你去了，上帝说我还有七千个人在那儿，不要紧，啊，你尽管放心走吧，还有七千个人。
For God has said to us that if we leave, there are still 7,000 people to replace us.
这是实在是我们一个很大的警告。
This is a great warning for us.
我们常常把自己看得太高。
So many times we look at ourselves as very important.
虽然口里不说，心里这样想。
Even though we don't say it, but we truly think that way.
特别是对于工作热心的人。
Especially those who work fervently.
特别是责任感很强的人。
Especially those who have a strong sense of responsibility.
这种想法，伊利亚的想法特别多。
And that is the same way that Prophet Elijah was thinking.
好像那个马大和玛利亚一同在侍奉主。
Mary and Martha, they were serving the Lord.
马大说，主啊，你看我妹子留下我一个人来服侍你，你看留下我一个人。
Martha said, look, my sister is not here and I'm the only one that's serving me.
这种一个人的想法是最，实在是神要很厌恶，神很厌恶。
And therefore, this type of thinking of oneself is not, going to please the Lord.
你晓得当伊利亚有这样的说法不久神就用火驹火马把他接到天上去了走了
We know not long after Elijah said this God has sent carriages from heaven to chariots to receive him into the heavens
神不能用一个自高自大的人
God is not able to use one who is conceited
神不能用一个唯我独尊的人
God is not able to use one who thinks of himself as the only one.
神不能用一个只看见自己在做，都看不见别人在做工的人。
God is not able to use one person who only see himself as ministering and not the other people as serving.
容许我讲到自己的见证。
Allow me to share with you some personal testimony.
我们这个基督之家从台北开始到今年有15年了。
Home of Christ started in Taipei and now we have we are entering into our 15th year.
在开始的时候我们第一次崇拜只有60个人。
When we first started, we had about 60 people.
到了第三年的时候就有将近2000人的聚会。
And after 3 years, we have close to 2,000 people.
那是因为神特别怜悯我们。
And that is because God has mercy on us.
我们也不能够否认因为我们走的方向是对的。
We cannot deny that because the direction that we have pursued was correct.
我们晓得教会是全体众弟兄姊妹共同的教会。
We know a church is a church of everyone.
不是属于某几个人，或者更不能属于一个人的。
A church cannot and does not belong to several, a few people or to one person.
所以在我们教会中间，没有一个人可以不做工的。
Therefore, there is none among us that can, just sit idle.
所以我们的会友他不能纳入组织，都要加入教会里面某一项他要做的工作。
of all our members enter into the organization and begin to serve in some capacity.
所以每个人都觉得这是我的家，这是我的教会，这是我真正应当做的工作。
And everyone thinks that this is his home, this is his church, and this is the work that he ought to do.
开始那三年呢，我都不敢离开。
The first 3 years, I never left the church at all.
虽然国外有许多邀请，我都拒绝了，不敢来。
Even though there were many invitations from overseas, yet I never accepted any.
我实在信心不够。
I did not have enough faith.
更糟糕，许多同工们抓住我不让我走。
And many co-workers wanted me to stay.
后来我想，我如果不离开一下，他们永远长不大，就是这样。
And I was thinking that if I did not leave, there is no one that can replace me.
就第四年我就离开。
Therefore, the fourth year, I began to leave.
到国外去做点工作。
I began to go overseas to minister.
还不到三个礼拜，两三个礼拜啊。
No longer, no more than 3 weeks.
从台北的长途电话就追来了。
I received a long distance call from Taipei.
电报也来了。
Telegram.
快信也来了啊。快信。
Overnight letters.
各方面弟兄姊妹的反应都来了。
And all types of responses.
说你赶快回来。
And they asked me to hurry back.
现在不得了，聚会的光景不对了。
And because the congregation was different.
现在不到一半了。
We have only about half of our number.
半年不回来，剩两成了，恐怕。
Now, if you're going to stay for half a year, maybe we'll only have 20% of the people.
我就回他们一封信。
I wrote them a letter.
我说你是爱我，就是害我。
I said to them, I said, if you love me, then you think you're loving me, but actually you are doing me wrong.
我们中文讲爱之是足以害之，有时候爱一个人正好就是害死他，你晓得吧。
The Chinese saying says, sometimes, you know, the way that you think you're loving the person, actually, you are doing him no good at all.
他们在高举我这个人。
They were exalting me as a person.
好像基督之家非某人不可，没有他就不行的样子。
And the way that we're looking at was, home of Christ needs so-and-so, and unless he is around, home of Christ will not last.
我说你一定要这样讲的话，我告诉你，说不定明天你就把我接回去了，就天上去了。
And I said to them, I said, if you continue to say it that way, maybe tomorrow God will take me back home.
看看没有空否人，看看教会能不能存在。
God wants to show us that if Mr. Cole is not around, the church will still last.
结果呢，同工们虽然心里面还有很多怨言呢，也没有办法不接受这个事实，结果他们就操练操练都操练起来了。
And therefore, the church, even though they did not understand, they had to accept the fact, and so they kept on training.
现在在台北站讲，常常站讲台的一位弟兄，他自己讲，第一次站讲台的光景。
The person that is now at the pulpit, every Sunday in Taipei now, he tells me,
你站在台上，一直冒汗，腿是发软，讲话也打着打嗝的，说不出来。
The first time that he was there, he was stuttering, he was trembling in fear, and he was nervous.
但事实上，没有一个人第一次站讲台不是这样子的。
But truthfully, everyone for the first time is always nervous.
我最喜欢 Spurgeon 他说讲，他说如果你上台之前呢、啊，你如果不会恐惧战惊的话，你站在台上的时候，你就糟糕了，你真正要的，那就是整个人垮下去了。
Spurgeon, he said one time that before you come onto the pulpit, if you are not fearful and nervous, then by the time you get up here, you will truly be trembling with fear.
正确的做法是在台下恐惧战惊，到台上坦然无惧。
Therefore, the proper way is to be fearful and to be nervous before you come up to the pulpit, and by the time you are here, you are able to face the congregation.
因为在台下的时候，存着敬畏神的心，唯恐所传的不是神要你传的。
Because before you come up to the pulpit, you're fearful for the Lord, and you're fearful for the fact that what you preach may not be what God wants you to preach.
唯恐你自己照着自己的意志来说，唯恐你自己靠你的经验，靠你的口才学问，不靠圣灵，所以恐惧战惊。
And you're fearful for the fact that you are afraid that you may be saying something that is not coming from the Lord and is depending on your own knowledge and experience, and therefore you ought to be fearful and nervous.
一句话，我们看见一比七千是何等的重要。
Therefore, we see how important is this ratio here, 1 to 7,000.
凡是自己觉得这个单位、这个机构非我不可的人，请你特别记住，上帝有七千人的准备。
Those of us who think that in the organization, in the unit that I'm serving, in the capacity that I'm serving, I am the only one, I'm indispensable, may I remind you that God has 7,000 other people to replace you.
这三个关口。
Therefore, these three gates, or these three obstacles many times prevent us from growing spiritually. And yet our Lord, He has words for us concerning the first one, and that is gain or loss. Our Lord says, if one was to gain the whole world and yet lost his soul, what does the profit him? And yet on the other hand, if you had lost the whole world, and yet you have Jesus Christ as your most precious, and then you have gained it all. Secondly, concerning grace and conflicts, let us remember the prayer that God has, Lord Jesus has taught us. Forgive our trespasses as we have forgive those that trespass against us. If we do not forgive other people, our Lord will not forgive us. Therefore, even if we were to think in a most selfish way, for our own profit, we should forgive other people. Concerning the third aspect, life and death, we try our best, and yet what we cannot do, we commit to the Lord. The Lord Jesus had told us, those who believe in me, even though they may die, they will resurrect. And therefore with this resurrecting conviction, resurrecting faith, and resurrecting truth, what is there that we have to be fearful of? These are the three aspects of spiritual ratio. It is also the three spiritual gates or obstacles. That by God's grace and mercy, we are able to overcome these three obstacles and we are able to grow spiritually. Let us bow and pray.
拿掉一切的拦阻。